The Great Train Robbery, Disc 8.
Part 5. Arrest and Trial. November 1856 to August 1857. Chapter 47. The Bug Hunter's Chance. November the 5th, known as Powder Plot Day or Guy Fawkes Day, had been a national holiday in England since 1605. But the celebration, observed the news in 1856, has of late years been made subservient to the cause of charity as well as mere amusement. Here is a laudable instance. On Wednesday evening, a grand display of fireworks took place on the grounds of the Merchant Seamen's Orphan Asylum, Bow Road, in aid of the funds of the institution. The grounds were illuminated somewhat after the fashion adopted at Vauxhall, and a band of music was engaged. In the rear of the premises was a gibbet, to which was suspended an effigy of the Pope, and round it were several barrels of tar, which at the proper time were consumed in a most formidable blaze. The exhibition was attended by a large concourse of people, and the result promised to be of considerable benefit to the funds of the charity. Any combination of large crowds and distracting spectacles was, of course, also of considerable benefit to pickpockets, cut-purses and dolly mobs, and the police at the Orphan Asylum that night were busy indeed. In the course of the evening, no fewer than 13 vagrants, vagabonds and petty villains were apprehended by officers of the Metropolitan Force, including a female who was accused of robbing an intoxicated gentleman. This arrest was made by one Constable Johnson, and the manner of it was sufficiently idiosyncratic to merit some explanation. The major features are clear enough. Constable Johnson, a man of 23, was walking the asylum grounds when, by the flaring light of the fireworks exploding overhead, he observed a female crouched over the prostrate form of a man. Fearing the gentleman might be ill, Constable Johnson went to offer help, but at his approach, the girl took to her heels. Constable Johnson gave chase, apprehending the female a short distance away when she tripped on her skirts and tumbled to the ground. Observing her at close hand to be a female of lewd aspect and lascivious comportment, he at once surmised the true nature of her attentions to the gentleman, namely, that she was robbing him in his intoxicated stupor, and that she was the lowest form of criminal, a bug hunter. Constable Johnson promptly arrested her. The saucy minx put her hands on her hips and glared at him in open defiance. "There's not a pogue upon me," she declared, which words must surely have given Constable Johnson pause. He faced a serious dilemma.